Hello, once again, and welcome to Hanging with the Minister. My name is Minister Melvin Maiden, and I will be your host today. Come on, somebody get happy. Come on, clap your hands. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on. Didn't he wake you up? Oh, yeah. It gets no better than this. Amen. Come on, today we have a very interesting topic. Today we're going to be talking about living happy, because we have a lot of people that's living and they're going on with their daily life, their daily tasks, but they're not living happy. And that's one thing about God. He wants us to live a happy life. He wants us to live a joyful life. Amen. He don't want us caught up and all bound up in our issues, all bound up in our problems, because, you know, be honest with you, God will fix your problems. He can solve your problems, but we got to learn to take it to the Lord in prayer. Oh, yeah, that's how the old folks say it. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Don't let it drive you crazy, but give it to God. Yes, he'll fix it for you. Yes, I was looking here in Philippians, the fourth chapter, verses 11 through 13. And I like how the word of God said, Paul said, I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secrets of being content in any and every situation, whether well, fed, or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Come on, let's give God some glory this morning. Even though we're going through some situations, you might not have no money in your pocket. That's okay. Be happy. Your bills due, your kids acting crazy, your husband and wife ain't doing what they supposed to be doing. That's okay. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Be happy. Come on, don't pretend to be happy, but live a happy life, because this is the life God wants us to live. He wants us to live a happy and joyful and prosperous life. Amen. And you know what? It starts with us. It starts with you. It starts with me. Yes, we want to be happy. Amen. It starts within. Amen. Come on. I was doing some research. I was playing on my laptop, sitting in the studio. And I came across some good advice. Somebody wrote about happiness. And I really like this, because it talked about focusing on the positive. And see, it's easy to always, you know what I'm talking about when I say this. It's easy to always look at the bad or look at the negative. We'll find negativeness all day long. Amen. But we got to learn to focus on the positive, you know, to find long-term happiness, you know. And I like it said, you need to retrain your brain, amen, from a negative mindset to a positive mindset. It says, try these things. Spend 1 to 2 minutes looking for positive things in your life. Do this 3 times a day for 45 days, and your brain will start doing it automatically. That's right. We can't get consumed in the negative, because the negative is not good. The negative don't bring happiness, but positiveness. Always look for the good. Amen. In situations, the good in things, the good in people. You know, people always tell me that I give people too much benefit of the doubt. But I have to beg to differ, because I'm like Jesus. I want to be compassionate to my people and compassionate about life, compassionate about things. I ain't got time to be bogging myself down with negativity. Negativity causes stress, and stress will kill you. They say stress is like a heart attack. I don't want to have a heart attack. I know you don't want to have no heart attack either. But I love it. You know, and then I was studying, I came across something. It said, be creative. Yes, have a creative life. You know, say you may think of artists as being moody and depressed, a study shows that engaging in creative activities on a regular basis, actually, it'll make you happier. Says those who spend time using their imagination and being creative have more enthusiasm and are more likely to have feelings of long-term happiness. Come on, they're on that word again, happiness and well-being. Such creative activities can include writing. Come on, writing will make you feel good. Write about something good, something happy. Painting, you know, make some pretty paint, some beautiful colors. Things like that, drawing, sketches, and things like that, and musical performances, you know, sitting around singing songs, and it just brings joy, it brings happiness, and this is what we want to live. We want to live a happy life, and we want to do things in our life that will bring happiness. Yes, yes, happiness. Do what you love. I like this one. Do what you love. You know, don't always feel you stressed or forced to do something, or don't get yourself caught up in things you don't like to do. I like here it says, it's pretty hard to maintain happiness if you hate your job. You know, find a job that you love. Try to get you a job. Enjoy your job. When you go to work, you should enjoy your job. When you're helping people, you should enjoy that job. Enjoy doing that. You know, don't waste the best years of your life in a joyless job. You know, even if it's paying the bills. I ain't saying quit your job now. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying when you find a job or if you have a job, make happiness at your job. Try to find a job that you know you'll be happy on. You know, because what you are interested in, what are you truly passionate about? You know, this is what will bring and make you happy. Come on, come on. Yes, yes. Somebody get happy. Then money. You know, sometimes we spend too much money. You ever did that? Spend a little more money than you thought. And now you ain't got as much as you thought you had. And that'll make you sad. Yes, it will. It will make you, you know, it'll make you depressed. Yes, it will. So, spend your money wisely, because we don't want our finances to, we don't want to get all caught up in our finances and it bogs us down. So spend your money wisely. You know, it's tempting to believe that the more money you have, the happier you'll be. But in reality, it's how you spend your money. Because I learned this personally. You could do a lot with a little, but you have to know how to manage it. And this helps you feel happier when you have some money in your pocket. Even if it's $1, you be like, okay, I matched my money out. I got $1 left to last with. Better than lint. Better than having lint in your pocket. You really reach in there and get something out of there. But money, it makes you happy, but it does not bring true happiness. And that's how we want to live our days. We want to live our days in happiness. And you know, we have to learn to live in the moment. That's right. Live in the moment, you know, the right now, you know, because our thoughts and our feelings, they often revolve around the past or the future, you know, but reality is what you are experiencing in this very moment. That's right. We can't do nothing about the past, something that didn't already happen, that didn't took place, but we have to start living in the moment. Making things better right now in the moment, right where we are, right where we stand. No matter how many mistakes we made in our life, you know, no matter what we've been through, we have to learn to live in the moment. That's right. That's right. Live in the moment. Live in the moment. It'll make you much, much happy. Amen. And cultivate, you know, gratitude. You know, find ways to cultivate gratitude on a daily basis. Give thanks. And be grateful for all you have. Even if you don't have much, be grateful. Amen. Make the best of what you have. Amen. Amen. I have to say, I can't miss what I never had. That's right. I can't miss what I never had, so I got to take what I do have. And I got to make the best of it and make myself happy in my present situation. come on, come on, come on, y'all. Come on. Living happy. Living happy is something we have to do. We have to do. And, you know, I'm a minister, and we like to have outreach ministry in my ministry, giving away stuff, giving away things. I like to give back. You know, I don't charge for everything, but that brings happiness when you learn to give back. Be generous with your time. Be generous, but not to, I'm not saying be too generous with your money. Give to others in need. Okay, we want to always help the needy, though, because God says the poor will always be with us. Give to those who you love and care for. You know, those who give back have a sense of selflessness and humanitarianism, you know. So those who are generous in spending money on others tends to have good health. You know, it's just good to give back. It's always good to help our brother, our fellow man. Amen, amen. It makes you happy. It makes you happy. That's what it's always about. It's about making you happy. Then I like this step right here. It says, surprise yourself sometime. Surprise yourself. You know how we always surprise somebody at a birthday party. They don't know about it. They come in the room. We be like, surprise, happy birthday. Or surprise, you know. But surprise yourself. See, it's hard to feel happy if you are bored or feeling blah about life, you know. Because part of your feelings happy is feeling stimulated. You got to stimulate yourself. Stimulate your interests. You know, surprise yourself with life. Amen, amen. Buy yourself a present. Put it under the bed and come home and wrap it up. Put it under the bed, come home, be like, oh my God, look, there's a present under my bed. I wonder what it is. You open it up and surprise yourself. Oh my God, I bought me this. You know, come on, come on. Now you ladies like you some shoes. Y'all like y'all shoes. Come out. Get you some new shoes sometime, girl. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Nothing wrong with that. You know, our young men, we like to get our cologne and things like that. Go buy you some nice cologne. Yeah, go get that. I know that cologne costs $100 a bottle, but surprise yourself. Get it. Be good to yourself. If you can do it, do it. Come on, come on. Pat yourself on the back sometime. You know, live happy. We just talking about living happy. Hug yourself. Hug yourself sometime. When I used to watch TV, the comedians, he'd turn to the back, and all you see is his hands. It's like somebody in front of him hugging and caressing him, but it's him caressing himself, hugging himself. That's what we got to do. We got to love on ourselves. That's right. Self-happiness. Come on, come on. You got to know how to make yourself happy. Yes, don't always look for people to make you happy. Yeah, come on. Yes, we're talking about living happy. You know, listen to music. Engage yourself in music. Music always makes you happy. We have so many different types of genres we can listen to, you know. Music. I remember Saul in the Bible. Remember, he would get those tormenting spirits that would come over him, and David would play the harp and play, and the music would calm them tormenting, depressing spirits that would try to cause King Saul to commit suicide. The music would just solve him. You know, they said that the music would solve the savage beast. Yes, it will. Yes, listen to you some good music. Just turn on some soft, nice music, you know, and just relax, you know, rather it be rock and roll, R&B, or hip hop. Just enjoy it. Be happy. Live happy. Yes. Yes. Love yourself. You know, and you know what I like. It said, build meaningful relationships. That's right. Happiness, love, friendship, and community go hand in hand. Come on, come on. Love the one you with. You know, that was a song. Love the one you with. Love the person you're with. If you're married, love your spouse. Love them. Love them. Let them know you love them. Even if they don't love you back, love them. Make yourself happy, but you should be with someone who loves you back. Yes, yes, yes. Friends. Communicate. Keep in contact with your friends. Let your friends know you care about them. Let them know you've been thinking about them. Call your cousins sometime. Talk to your cousins, your aunties, your nieces, your nephews, your brothers, your sisters. Just call them. Build a meaningful relationship with your family. Yes, yes. Surround yourself with family. Family should bring happiness. That's right. That's right. I know Erica is annoying and Bobby always begging and Lou, Ronnie Mac always being bad and snot-nosed, but that's okay. That's family. Love on your family. Love your family. It brings happiness. Yes, it will. Yes, it will to have family. Family all around you. Yes, yes, yes. And always remember this. I like this step I seen when I was studying. It said, nothing compares to you. That's right. Stop comparing yourself to everyone around you. You are you. You are an individual. Yes, yes. Stop comparing yourself. Most important, stop comparing your things to all the things everyone else have. You know, we don't have to live life trying to keep up with the Joneses. You don't have to have the latest. Everything don't have to be high end. No, it don't. Go get you some A&Ones from Walmart. $21. They look nice. Come on, come on. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about. You don't have to impress anyone but God. Come on. Capital G-O-D. Yes. Yes. Happy, happy. Happy. Yes. Always be happy. That's the life we want to live. We want to live a happy, we want to live a joyful life. You know, it says that happiness is medicine to the soul. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yep. So remember, be happy. Here go another step. Stop worrying. Constantly worrying about everything, it creates toxic anxiety. That's right. That's right. Stop worrying. But instead, take it to God in prayer. That's what I like the old folks tell you in a minute. Take it to the Lord in prayer. That's right. Leave it at the altar. You're not tired to be worried about stuff. You know? And surround yourself around happy people. Hang out with happy people. That's right. That's right. Stop letting people bring you down. Girl, I'm sad. I want you to be sad. My mama said. My daddy said, I was born sad. We don't want to hang out with people who are always sad. People who not happy. We want to pray for people like that. We want to pray for them to be happy and whatever making them sad, you know, be gone. But hang out with happy people, you know, not gloomy people, you know, people feeling bummed all the time, you know, always complaining all the time, you know. Mood, because the moods can be contagious. That's right. Moods are contagious. Before you know it, they have you in a depressed state. That's right. That's right. Keep a smile on your face. Smile even when you don't feel like smiling. Come on. Just be happy. Happy, happy. Come on. Come on. Yes. God created us to be happy. Amen. To be full of love. Yes. Yeah. The more our emotions and behaviors become synchronized. You know, one secret to long-term happiness is surrounding yourself with others who are happy. Remember that. Remember that. Very, 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 very important. You know, something I like to do, and I saw this step, I like to spend time in nature, in the outdoors, amen. You know, walking, just taking a brisk walk. In the park, brisk walk through the forest preserve, you know. I just like, you know, surrounding myself around nature, you know. And it makes me feel happy. It makes me feel good to watch the, sit out and watch the birds play and work and watch the ants get on my nerves. There'd be too many of them. But just the concept. I like to see the concept of the ant. I sit on my front porch and just watch them work all the time I'm out there. They going back and forth, back and forth. You know, I just like nature, you know, being out. open atmosphere where the air is so clear and crisp and easy to breathe. Yeah, yeah. So, like I say, I was just sitting here in the studio. It's early in the morning. I came in early in the studio and I just felt like talking about happiness. God been putting that in my spirit all week. Happiness, happiness. And I got on the computer, I looked up some things on happiness, and I saw some few steps on living happy. And I said, oh, I'm going to go on my podcast, and I'm going to share this with the people. Amen, amen. Because I know everyone not happy, want to be happy. But, you know, sometimes life, you got to be careful with life. Because if you're not, life is serious. And if you are not careful, life will tear you apart. Yes, because we got our daily life, which consists of worrying about how we're going to pay bills, what we're going to eat, how we're going to dress, just being able to take care of the essentials in life can sometimes get you down, because life don't always go the way we planned. But in the midst of it, hear what I'm saying, people of God, in the midst of whatever you're going through, ups or downs, always be happy. Happiness brings strength. Always be strong, because you can overcome whatever you're going through. All you have to do is keep God in the forefront of your situation. Trust Him to bring you out of whatever you're going through, no matter how severe it is. Believe, trust God to bring you up out of it. That's right. Hold fast to His word. Do what you're supposed to do. Put in the works. Put yourself in position to receive your blessing, your happiness. And trust me, in due season, in due time, it will come. But you have to hold on. Don't give place to the enemy, to the devil. He's a liar. Hold on to God's word, His will, and it will bring happiness, it will bring joy, and it will bring success to your life. Now I'm going to check out of the podcast on that note, and until next time, make sure you stay beautiful, happy, and saved, and blessed in God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Hanging with the Minister, which is the podcast for Melvin Maiden Ministries. I pray something was said that uplifted and blessed your soul. If you would like to partner with us and help spread the word of God, you can make a donation of any amount by visiting our website at www.reachingthepeople.net. That's www.reachingthepeople.net. And click the donation button, and it will give you several ways you can make a donation. Thank you for your support. Until next time, God bless you.